Good morning, Rabboisai! Today it doesn't go with the ah. Shkoyach. This one is Lilu Nishmas Imi Morosi Rusmas Mordechai from South Africa. Dear Rebelli, my grandson, Eli, 14, and I are avid followers of the Daf Yomi Shir since Masechta Sukkah. We live in Cape Town, South Africa, and Eli has previously communicated with you. He wanted to know your Hebrew name so he could make a Misha Berach when he gets called to the Torah. Eli is a very keen scroll saw. You guys know what that is. It's a scroll saw. It's that saw that goes up and down. You do different shapes with it. And recently cut out an MDY logo for you. That I didn't have. It's for me. Okay, cool. He also has a t-shirt made with your logo. In short, he's a big fan of MDY and of course you. I've attached some photos of him and his younger brother, Yaakov, wearing his t-shirt and also of him scroll saw. Bekitzer, he's here in Eretz Yisrael. Bezer Hashem will be here soon. Roy Bernstein. This is what he made with a scroll saw. Pretty cool. Pretty accurate. And here's the tzaddik himself with the t-shirt. Shkoyach. MDY t-shirt. They made himself. I guess if you don't have, you can't get merch, you make it yourself. That's how it works. But not for the Daf Yoimi. Not for the Daf Yoimi. In addition to Daf, I attend my Rav, Reb Ephraim Eliyahu Shapiro. Zion Shir. What? North Miami Beach. That's right. Everybody knows him. 9 to 10 p.m. I guess it's a plug for Shir. North Miami Beach. Doesn't say the address. We are learning Masechta Sukkah in addition to listening to your Daf Shir every day. I started going back to your Daf Shir and Sukkah to prepare. This is not a good idea. I'll tell you why. Because he's giving up his trick here. I've gone from the funniest guy in the shir to the top guy, just like that. I'm still funny and definitely not the top, but I do know what's going on in the sugya much better. Let me know if I can get you the shirts that have buttons on the cuff. I'm a big chassid of Charles the Tyrant, whatever it's called. Tyrant, what? I don't know. I guess that's the Lakewood thing. Shvacha yeshivish shirts. Can't wait for my. Oi, no. There's a whole write up about him in Ami the other week. Yeah, Mishpacha, whatever. Can't wait for my Gemara Tainus. Okay, sincerely, Perry Dubinsky. Dear MDY, I would like to thank everyone. What is going on, Rabbi? So what's going on here? Stam. The item is a little rowdy. Geschmack. All the Baishanim, if you're Mr. Busha, I have a seat right next to me to be Ms. Gaber on that Busha. I recently moved from the Lower East Side, whereas in Yeshiva, I started working in the hospital and couldn't always call the Shir. My Yeshiva, my Rebbe told me that it wouldn't work because at the end of the day, you're going to stop learning. Where's Reb Dov Harris? Reb Dov, where is he? Dove, get over here. Come to the front. You're such a big part of the shir. London, get over here. No, come to here. You can't stand like that in the back. I'm sorry. You got to represent. Get over here. Come, Reb Dov, get over. Shalom Aleichem. I need to meet you. I've never met you in person. Heard so much about you. It's London, right? Psh. Wow, Reb Dov, Shalom Aleichem. Here, big hug. This is for all the guys in London. Have a seat right over here. Right next to Dov Harris, Avada. What, you're in the same firm as him or something? Yeah. Reb Dov, I believe, you're the guy that gave out all the Gemaras and So Reb Dov, with his own money and his, who's the other guy? Eli Posner. They bought Gemaras, and I believe it was you or both of you or drove to every single address to deliver the Gemara. Sometimes it took them over 45 minutes in each direction to get there. You know, Rabbi Stam, once I'm mentioning this, close to 100 people donated for this campaign over $25,000. I'm not talking about the matching money. Stam, individuals, a Gemara, two Gemaras, five Gemaras, 10 Gemaras, unbelievable. People like Dov, big chizuk. Look at this, Shivish guy driving around, giving out Gemaras 45 minutes away. It's a tremendous thing. He's a person that understands what it means. Torah and chesed together. Unbelievable. Bekitzer, he just moved from the Lower East Side to Savannah, Georgia, where he's a nurse. And he tried, so the kids, he stopped learning eventually. So his Rosh Hashiva told him to go online and find the Daf Yomi Shir. He tried 10 to 15 different shiurim, but he couldn't follow. Then he found this one advertised. And he started with the Rosh Hashanah, Baruch Hashem, I've not missed the shir. The charts and visuals really helped me focus. If it's quiet and I don't have rounds, I sit in the nurse's station with my Gemara and listen and watch the live shir. But if I can't listen to live shir, I'll listen right after Shachar. Because he works at night. With much thanks and appreciation, Yochanan Adler, ES62. Everybody's with a number these days. What's ES? Anybody? Eli Stefanski. Was noch? Emergency Services 62. Man. What? Probably Eli Stefanski. Yeah, yeah, we have. Yeshua's MD11, MDY1, MDY13. Yachad. What time is it? I don't see the time. He's playing around with it. What? Okay. Let's jump into the daf. Oh, you know what? Yesterday we spoke about Kerkafta de Limonach Tfilin. I heard that, unfortunately, that video went viral. Especially in Crown Heights, that whole thing about the Lubavitcher, Shlomi Klein, and Rabbi Hirsch, by the way, is Rabbi Hirsch. I failed to mention, and he didn't remind me, but I will say, Shlomi Klein, the reason why I mentioned Shlomi Klein is because a guy asked him at the Chasana, do you have tefillin? And he says, I do, but I usually don't bring it to a Chasana. But thinking about it, he jumped in his car, drove 20 minutes in each direction to bring the tefillin back, and that's how he made that stand. So it's a very important detail that I forgot, and chaval. Here at a gas station in Eretz Yisrael, you can see the ice cream freezer right over here. There's a box with tefillin. Whoever wants to wear tefillin, you just go ask for the key, like you ask for the, and you can wear tefillin. And I thought it's a beautiful thing. And Shlomi, MDY770. Now he has his own number now.
He has his East Side.
Moshe Ziegler steiging while pulling teeth. I'm not going to read the rest of what he wrote. He called the guy a name. But here it is. Look at this. Unbelievable. Beautiful. What? Oh, you could read what it says here? I didn't say it. Here is AJ Rothstein, K45. I'm telling you, new guys told me, what is there only, you have to be at Sala? Like, how do you, it's a new phenomenon. It's just in the last month and a half, but Baruch Hashem, they're all there. Here we go. He's a dispatcher this is not even Atzalah, police department. He's wearing police department, sorry, not Atzalah. But you have to have a walkie-talkie in order to be part of this year. Doesn't matter what kind. Okay, we're holding Daf Yud Zayin Omid Beis. So this Giyoris, before she became a Giyoris, she said, it says in your Torah, Ashalis upon him, it says, Yisa Hashem upon him, Ilecha. It's a contradiction. Sometimes Hashem shows favor, sometimes not. And then somebody answered her, it's ben adam chaver and ben adam amakim. Depends. Ben adam amakim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu can forgive, but he can't forgive. He won't forgive. Ben adam lechaveroi. At Shabbat, Rabbi Kiva v'limed the final words on the Amid. Rabbi Kiva came around and said a better pshat. It seems like it took out the first pshat. Kan koydim gzardin. You could do tshuva before there's a real gzardin. Kan la'acher gzardin. After so. L'chari, you see. So let's start the sugya. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, the second wide line on Omid Beis, that tshuva mekaraz gzardino yishal adam, no matter what, you can do tshuva and it rips apart the gzardin. Over here, it says la'achar gzardin, the top line on Yudches, after gzardin, is Hashem doesn't see any favor for anyone. That's it, it's over. How could Rabbi Yochanan say that after gzardin, you could do tshuva and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will rip it up? Says Gemara Chanami B'Yachid, we're going to go back to the terrace. There's a difference between a Yachid and a Tzibur. When it comes to a Yachid, Hashem doesn't reverse it. Once it's a Gzardin, it's over. According to this Mandomar, at least. Says the Gemara, Gzardin the Yachid Tanoi. Thankfully, it's actually Machlek's Tanoim. And we, hopefully, Paskin like the Tana that says we could do Tshuva even after a Gzardin. B'San Yehoyer Me'yoymer. Shnaim Shalom L'mito V'chol Yon Shove. You have two people that have the same exact disease. Two people are being judged for capital punishment for misa. How is it that one gets the death penalty and one doesn't? There are people with pancreatic cancer, which is less than a 2% survival rate. They survive. How's it? What's pshat? How do they do it? It's because of the difference in their tefillos. Yes, everybody davens, but some Hashem answers, some not. Now listen to this, Rabbi Yisai. Here's the secret. Why is it that a person is answered and another person isn't answered? It's dependent on you. No, no, no. Kadosh Baruch Hu in his mood, it's you. If a person davens bikavana, he'll be answered. The other person didn't daven bikavana. So I want to just say, I like to say this, and I've said this often, but it's kedai to chazer once in a while. What could it possibly mean, kavana? Does it mean that you shake a lot, you say Hashem's name, bikavana? What is that? So perhaps, the famous vart, but it's kedai to say it, that in the Midbar, because Baruch Hu said that this generation is not going into Eretz Yisrael. So every Tisha B'Av, Klal Yisrael would dig graves, and they would all go into the graves, 15,000 would die. Every year, can you imagine the tefillos that they davened? Everybody knew that they could possibly die this year. 15,000 died. The final year, there's only 15,000 left. They go into the grave, they davened, and they came out of the grave. What's the pshat? So pshat is because they davened really, really well. But everybody davened well. What, the year before they didn't daven well? When there was 30,000 left and they went into the grave, there's a 50-50 chance that they're going to die. So they daven really, really well. 50. The answer is no. When there's a 50% chance, you don't daven as well as when there's 100% you're going to die. When a person knows he's 100% going to die, then it's a whole different level of tefillah. And maybe that's what kavana means. I'm just throwing it out there. I could be completely wrong. Didn't see it anywhere. But I love that vart so much I had to say it here. It's a different level of tefillah. The 50-50 is also much higher level. So if a person can reach that madrega kavana, meaning you're 1,000% you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's the only way. Every year they die. For the last, who knows how many years, 39 years, whatever. How many years was it, Nachman? Every year, 15,000 die. It was like clockwork. Tisha B'Av, 15,000 dead. There's no way out of it. And Hashem said, they're not going to Eretz Yisrael. So it's over. No, it's not over. You could do that one last tefillah,
That's why Tuba Av has, because that was the last day that they thought they made a mistake.
Right, and Tuba Av, they thought they made a mistake, and Tuba Av, they realized, not. Great. Zok to Gemara. Rabbi Elinger gave that word. Yes, Rabbi Elinger gave that var to my house. How many years ago? And I love that var.
It was the first year, I think.
It was the first year, and it's phenomenal. And Nachman apparently says it all the time now also. Maybe before that, I don't know. Because it's a known vart, but it's kedai to know.
I was at those shows.
You were at that first year. Okay. Yeah, I remember made a that vart, by the way, because he said that vart, I had this show in my house for 2 years. I was like, this guy's great. But he never said a vart like that again after that. He used his best one. No, I'm just kidding. Chas v'shalom, Rebbe Avraham, you're a great guy. He doesn't speak English, that's great. Zokti Gemara. Rebbe Lozo Omar. Kan koidim gzar din. Kan la'acher gzar din. So, comes Rabbi Lozer and says there's a difference between gzar din and not gzar din. Rabbi Yitzchak Omar, but Rabbi Yitzchak, and we passing like this, Baruch Hashem. Rabbi Yitzchak Omar, it seems like, Yofet sa'aka la'odom ben koidim gzar din. We had it the other day, ben la'acher gzar din. Not true. A person, no matter what the gzar is, you could cry to Hashem and you could overturn a gzar din. Afilu cherev chad v'nachas al-savar shel odom. You could always daven. Now we're going back to the others. We said there's a difference between a tzibur and a yachid. Maybe even that we have to debate. Is there a difference? Could you overturn a tzibur? So I have the pasuk here. Kapsi mira libech Yerushalayim leman tevoshei. So what does it say here? It says that you could do tshuva to be redeemed, to be saved. You could be saved. Talking about the tzibur. Uchsiv, ki'im, techapsi baneser, you'll use neser, v'tarbiloch, boiris, and soap. No matter what you'll use, you'll try to wash off your chatoim. Nichtam, it's stained, avoynach lefonai. It's over. My love, kan koidim gzardin, kan lachar gzardin. So, You see, even by a tzibur after gzar din, l'char, you have to make a distinction. One pasuk is before gzar din, one is after. Even though it's a tzibur, there's no, you can't overturn it. Even though you're tzibur. So how come you're telling me that the tzibur you could overturn? Loi idividi lach gzar din, the both after gzar din, v'loi kasha. Kan b'gzar din sheyeshi moishvua. Kan b'gzar din sheyeshi moishvua. Now the Gemara introduces a new concept. HaKadosh Baruch Hu swears that this is what he's going to do. He's not going to undo his shvua. And how do you see that the shvua really changes things around? Kid Rav Shmuel bar Ami, Omer Rav Shmuel bar Ami, Ami Omer Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Omer Yonasan. Minayin l'gzar din sheyeshi moishvua she'eino nikro. How do you know that once HaKadosh Baruch Hu swears? Now, it's interesting. I thought that this pasuk is not really referring to a tzibur, just you see the concept of shvua. But then I saw today in Rishonim, I think the Ritva was saying that this is considered tzibur. That what? It says, Shenem avalachin ishbati lebeis eili, imiskapra avoyim beis eili bezevachu bemincha. So you see, I swore to the household of Eli. Now, Stam, when you read it, you're probably masking to me that it's Shom Aleichem. It's probably considered only Yechidim. Beis Eli, no. So there's some Jews who say, no, it's a whole family. That's already a tzibur. The what? I swore to Beis Eli because we had a whole sugya called Omer Beis Eli, that the Bnei Eli Chatu, Eni Ela Toya. It was a whole shayla in the Gemara. It says that they were Shoichev Noshim, but it didn't really mean that they were Oiver and Agilir Arayis. They prevented the women from going home to the husbands. They were Ma'akiv the Korbanas. All whole sugya. But at the end of the day, oh, I forgot the sponsors. Wow. Okay. I forgot them on purpose. I wanted to delay. I wanted to do the emails and then go to the sponsor, but I forgot and I didn't print it out. It's my fault. We'll do it right here. Let's do it here. What's the difference? Yeah. So remind me again. Middle of the sugya. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that's it. They're all going to die young. And that's it. It was a shvur. You can't undo the shvur. Now listen to this. Omar Rav, b'zevach u'b'mincha einoy miskaper. You're not going to be able to bring karbanos to have a kapara. Aval, what's greater? What is the greatest thing in this world? Av miskaper b'tayra. Tayra! Taf yoymi! Tayra! That you can have a kapara. It's more than karbanos. It's more than everything else. Abaya Omar b'zevach u'b'mincha einoy miskaper. Av miskaper b'tayra u'b'gmilus chasodim. He adds Gmilus Chasadim. Now, of course, every time I see one of these sugyas, I have a very good friend. A lot of people here know him, Rabbi Yehuda Freilich. He gives a shir in Gimel. And I learned with him, Chavrusa used to live in Chicago. And that's one of the reasons I moved to Ramat Bechemesh. He moved here, so I followed him here, basically. Very, very good friends. But we have a big hashkafa machlaikis. He says Gemilus Chasadim is just as chashuv as Torah, if not more. And I bring him rice every time I get to these Gemara. Torah is more chashuv. We go back and forth all the time. He's a big Goymel Chesed. Every time I drive with him from here to Gimel, he stops five times, picks up every guy in the street. Doesn't matter what they look like, what they smell like. He picks up everybody. That's his thing. Now, he's teaching me Chesed. It was a Chesed to me. He was teaching me how to do Chesed. Says the Gemara, listen to this. Rabba v'abayim in the base Eli Kasu. So the girsa here is Rabba. Maybe I'll go into it in a second. Rava, Rashi's girsa, Rava. Rabba v'abayim in the base Eli Kasu. It fits in with what just happened. What's going to happen. Rabba the Osik Batoiro, Chayo Arboim Shnin. Rabba lived for 40 years because all he basically did was learn Torah. Abaye the Osak bit Torah, Ubigmilus Hasadim. Abai got another 20 years.
And he paid the dream guy a good money.
Okay. I hear what you're saying, because he didn't. If it's Rava, we'll go into that in a second. If it's Rava, he's talking about the Baal Chalalim. What's his name? Not Berhedio. What's his name? The guy that dreamt, all the Sugin Brachas were all dreams. Rava didn't pay him enough, so he died. His wife died, and his kid, and this. And finally he paid him. Okay. So I the guys in Koyel didn't chop this, and then they were masking to me because I was very excited to tell this to Yehuda, and Baruch Hashem I didn't tell him. He sends me this Gemara. He says, "Ha, you see, it says over here that Gemilas Chesed is better," and he underlines this word, this line over here. Abaye does it with Torah, Bigmilz Chasadim, Chai Shidin Shnei. So I wrote back to him, I said the exact opposite. I see from here that Torah is more Chashav. How do you guys see that Torah is more Chashav here? What? No, you get. How much you get for Torah?
40.
No. How much you get for Torah? It says. No, so you have to go like this. B'nai Eli lived up until a certain age, anyways. The Torah added to that age. Oh, what age did they live to? To 18. So instead of dying at 18, Abaya, Rava lived till 40. How many years did he get for learning Torah? 22. How many years did Abaye get for doing Gemilas Chesed? An additional 20. So you see that Torah is more chashev than Gemilas Chesed. He got 22 versus 20. They were all masking to me. It's a good riot. Again, Ben Eli dies at 18. That's how it is. 18. He learned Torah. He got to live to 40. So it's 22. Now. What does Rosh Hashanah Yavam say?
40 to 60 is not the same thing as
40. Why not? It's harder to live that. Now, the Masha asks, or Tysus asks, who asks here? The Tysus asks, that at the end of the day, Rabbi didn't do chesed. Rabbi didn't do chesed. Only Abaye did chesed. So listen to this word I heard, I don't know where it's from, that Abaye learned Torah with Rav Yosef. We all know Rav Yosef was his Rebbe and he was blind. And he got sick, he forgot all his Torah. So Abaye sat there and taught him. So he was actually learning Torah with Chesed. He was doing the two of them together. When you do the two of them together, then it's different than just Chesed. And then it reminded me of MDY. Torah and Chesed, giving out a Gemara to learn Torah, it's with Chesed. Gevaldike stuff. Another thing, hold on, we're not done yet. That, and this, it was very interesting, the koil yesterday, because the word is that Abaye, many times in Shas, he tells you chesed, through Torah. This is sugya, and at the end he says, Shema Mina, when you go to the laundromat, you should give your clothes based on the weight, not of this. Shema, Omerli, my mother said, don't eat this, because you get sick in that. So I go to the Shas guy, the computer guy, and I tell him, where does it say it? So he goes like this, I'm not kidding. Do you remember the sugis that Abaye gives good advice? So he goes, what? Lama Bezin Suga was a good Eitzah? What did he tell me? I have it written down somewhere. But anyways, he goes like this. Shabbos Kufmem Kifmem. He was there. Kifmem, very good, Livy. Kifmem. It's hard to understand him. Zvachim Yutes. And I looked him up. And Shabbos Kif Yutes also, or Yit, I don't remember. Anyways, he gave me a list, and okay, I got it, it's fine. And then I started recording, because as he was doing it, I recorded him, and as soon as I turned on the phone to record him, and he wasn't watching, he started getting mixed up. He was, I don't know, like, okay, I'll get back to you. And I was videotaping, I wanted to show the oil of how quick he is, but I messed up. I shouldn't have turned on that thing. All right. Oh, here, Shabbos Yutes, Shabbos Kif Mem, Shabbos Kif Lamedalid, Zvuchim Yutes, like that. And I looked some of these up, and it's there. Real quickly, Rashi says here that I don't understand. Rav was not a Kohen. So how could it be that Rav is from Eli? So Rashi says perhaps it's talking about Eli from the mother. His mother was from Eli. Also, in Brachas, but the Rishayim don't bring this Raya, so that's why I told my Chavrusa this Raya, and he said the Rishayim don't bring it, so we have to say that's not, the Gemara in Brachas is a little off. The Girsa, Taka, there's a different Girsa there. Very interesting. In Brachas, we learned that Rav and Abaye were children, and Rabbah asked them, who do we make a bracha to? And they pointed to Shemayim. One went outside. He says, oh, you're going to be Gedoy Lador. You're going to be great. So you see that they're the same exact age, within a few years. And it also says that Abaye died before Rava. So it's impossible that Abaye lived to 60 and Rava lived to 40. If they're not the same age, you don't have that Gemara in Brachas that they're the same age. So it could be that Abaye died earlier, but Abaye was much older. So that's why he says that you have to be Geiris, a different name over there. I have to look it up. But okay. And Taka, they said, yeah, there's a different Geiris there. Fine. Zog Deilu Gemara. Oh, sponsors, but it went off. Sponsored by... Oh, I should have it here. Why do I need yours? Here. By Shmuley Hech, F245. In honor of the Daf Yomi Committee... And that's all the members who pushed up us as Torah. Lilishmas Dir Chaver, Mordechai Shlomo Pinchas, Tuviyah Shlomo Ben Avraham Moshe Peretz, Kopman. Maseches Roshon is dedicated by Yossi and Esti Elbaum and the children to Ruvain, Lilishmas, Beilat Tzipori Bas Reb Ruvain, and for Shchus Shidduch, for Tehila, Sorbas Esther Leah. By the Polirer family, in honor of Akiva, for Donsky on his wedding, Imir Hashem. Mehim and Miriam, Bezorch, the Bill of Eisen, be strong and good health. Philip and Renee Byrne, for my grandmother's 55th yard side, Zech Nishmas, Mirim Leo, Bat, Reb Yosef, Mary Byrne. Charlie Zolti, for the Schus, and Atzlacha, my dear son, Pinchas Gavriel, Ben Risa, and for Refuah Shlema, Techana Bracha, Bas Malka. A. Halpern, Refuas, Rabbi Yeshua Ezer, Ben Chavalea. And by Yeshua and Price, this is a real one, it's paid for. Baruch Dayanemis, on the passing of Mrs. Gail Rathner, Alea Shalom, her dear husband Ricky, one of the biggest Bali Tzedak in Chicago, and kids should only see Simcha in this world. Ricky did a tremendous amount of chesed with Yeshua Aaron Price. So we're all Makar Tova. Without Ricky, Yeshua Aaron Price wouldn't be here in our base measure. So Yishkar up to Ricky. And I'm welcome Yenachem Eschem, Yisrael Shai, Ve'etzim Rishalayim. Thank you, Ricky, for being a father figure to me and always being so supportive of me. All right. Shkoyach. Zog the Gemara. So that's the story of Ve'isei Eli, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a shvua, and that's why. But the only way to get out, and it's interesting that Tosis points out here, it's kedai maybe to see Tosis for a second. Look at Tosis Dibra Matzko, Rabba Va'abayad Ve'is Elika. So Tosis says, V'mtoyimah Ralei V'shum V'yeshloimah. If not for the very bad luck that Rabbi, Rava, whoever it is, had, the S'chus HaTorah, not the Gemilas Chesed, the S'chus HaTorah would have prevented him from dying at an early age. Says Gemara Tanah Rabbanon, Mishpacha says Bishulayim Shahayu Meiseo Meisim B'nei Shmoneh Asur Shana. There's a family that every time they reached 18 years old, why?
Because it says, but Rabbi didn't have Mishasadim. Yishlevet Mekomokam Abay Asak Tfemine.
Oh, you're asking?
No, I'm bringing the Tosis that you quote. Yeah. He finishes it at the end of the Tosis.
Yeah, it doesn't say.
But Rabbi didn't have that. Yeah. Abay the Rabbi. Marha Etoy
Besasadim. No, it doesn't say that.
Abay Asak Tfemine.
In Mishasadim. Right. So how do you see it's more? How do you see it's more?
It was Isaac more than him in Mishasadim.
More in Mishasadim. Right. Right.
So that's a right to
you. But Torah for sure makes you live long, right? I'm asking. Right, so how do you get the extra 20 years?
They both did Torah. They both did Torah.
And that's why they both lived the extra 20 years.
But because
here, let's go by it. You'll see in a second. Mishpocha HaChazayis B'Shulayim Shem Yisrael Meisim B'nei Shmoneh Asur Shana. They all died at 18 years old. Boy V'idus Rabbi Yochim and Zakkai. And they told Rabbi Yochim and Zakkai, what do we do? Omer Lehem, Shema Mishpacha Seili Atem. It seems like you're from Eli. Somebody just told me recently that there's somebody from the, they think that from that mishpacha they have a similar thing. I don't know. Okay. What do you do? Doesn't say gemilas chesed. Go learn Torah. That's the only etzah. They lived. Doesn't say how long. So they called everybody. By the way, they say there's an eitzah. If a person is a yachid, what he could do is put his disease with the rabbim. Say, daven for all the people that have a disease. That becomes a rabbim problem. And then the rabbim problem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could overturn. So what do you do? How do you know that a gzar din of a tzibur that's not signed off on? That it's not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't sign off on it. It does. It's finished. It's a stain forever. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu signs off on it, you could overdo it. You could rip it up and get rid of it. In every matzav, we could always reach out to Hashem. By the way, the Gdom and the Rambam brings this pasuk as why we have Purim and Chanukah. To show that in every situation, b'chol, k'Hashem l'kein b'chol k'reinu yelah, b'ksiv, dirshu Hashem b'motzoi, k'ru b'yosek k'arayv. And what's the next pasuk? We all know it because we read it on Titus. Yad v'rish d'argim v'shov v'machshav oisav. V'shov v'Hashem yachameinu, v'lekeinu, k'yar v'lesloyach. This is the main part. K'yar v'lesloyach Hashem will forgive if a person is oizav is rishus, leaves go of everything. Says Gemara, Hazim yachad achav tzibur. When it comes to the tzibur, Hashem will yarbil slayach. If not, not. Biyachid emas. Omer Ravua elu asar yomim shebein Rosh Hashanah liyom kippur. When could you overturn it? Asar yisimei tshuva. How do we know? Vayika asar yisayomim. Vayika Hashem is Navo. Navo was a very wealthy person. David HaMelech and all his people. David HaMelech was already anointed Melech. He's running away from Shaul, but he's already a king. He helped out Naval a lot. He protected his flock, the whole thing. Naval made a giant party when he was shearing the wool. And David HaMelech sent 10 servants. You have any extra barbecue, send this way. And he's very mean to them. And he gave them a little food just for those 10, but nobody else. And he also cursed David HaMelech. He made fun of him. Yishbor punished him immediately. 10 days. Vayikav Hashem is Naval. Drop that. Why 10 days? He should have died on the spot. But he did give 10 small meals to those that bought him 10 days. The 10 days that are between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, Hashem gave him a chance to do tshuva and overturn the Gzar Din. Rashi somewhere else says a different pshat that didn't want to mix up the death of Naval with who else was Nifter? Gedalia? No, who was Nifter then? Somebody. Okay. Zog the Gemara. Oh, Shmuel. Shmuel was Nifter then on Rosh Hashanah. So it was the 7 days of Avelos of Shmuel, and then 3 days after that. Okay, Zokti Gemara, Rosh Hashanah Kol Bayoyim Ovrim Lefanav Kivnei Marai. It says in the Mishnah, Rosh Hashanah, they all go, Klai Yisrael, the world, goes in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu like Nei Marai. What's that? Right? Three Pshatim, my Kivnei Marai. Hokhet Argimu, Kivnei Imrana, like sheep going out of the, how do you say deer in English? The pen, thank you. There's a very narrow door. One by one, you count 10, the 10th one gets a red thing, Shalom Yisrael. The famous Rebbe Leo Lukyan, who says, if the sheep only knew that he has a red mark on him, he'd go into the water, wash the mark off, and he'd be saved. They wouldn't check him. Human beings also. If we knew that we have a mark on us, somebody knew, hey, car accident in 2 months from now. You start doing tshuva, you start changing your life. But we don't know. We're like the sheep. They were blind to our backs. We don't know. Okay.
Car accident. Finish Shas and Chveisvas. Okay. Rish Lakish Omar, Kemale's base Maran, very narrow, going up to Miron or whatever, very narrow pathway, only one person at a time. Rav Yudah Omar Shmuel, Kichayol Shabiz David, just like the soldiers line up one by one, it's a Lashon of Maros. Omar Rabbi Barbachan Omar Bechana. This is hard to understand a little bit. Rashi points out, Vekulon is Skorim Beskira Achas. Yes, they go, Hashem looks at them one by one, but it's everybody together. So it's like a combination. There's everybody together / Ashgacha Pratis. It's not like, oh, there's 10 billion people on earth or whatever today, the number 8 billion. It's 8 billion, yes. Peskira Achas. Hashem goes, pshht. But each one is an individual. Each one has his own Ashgacha Pratis. So on the one hand, Hashgacha Baruch Hu created everybody's hearts. Hameven el kom haseyim, my ko'amar, ilayim ha'ochi ko'amar. Maybe the pshat in the pasuk is, the varno the kuli alma. Created everybody. We're all the same. But Chazinon reminds me, what was it, a Gemara that if we all had the same mind, then you wouldn't be able to hide anything from the Ganavim. The Ganavim know what you're thinking. They come in. It's a good thing that we have different minds. And okay, whatever. Was that a Gemara? Was that a matter? I don't even remember anymore.
And you know what the Ganavim think, because you know how to hide it.
And then you know what the Ganavim think, and then the kids say, but you can't hide it. The bottom line, you'd have to hold on to your jewels all day long. And they knew what you knew that they knew, and therefore you can't hide it. The bottom line is you can't hide it. Everybody's different. He does the skira achas. He's able to judge them all in one shot. And he understands everything they do, and he knows their maisim, and he judges them based on this. Says the Mishnah. We're going back to Rosh Chodesh, Kiddush Halavana, and before we go into how the Edom testify for the moon, the Mishnah jumps ahead a little bit, not exactly sure why, But to talk about the shlichim, once we know when we see the moon is visible and it's Rish Chodesh, it's either, because a month is 29 and a half days, so we have to change off. 1 month, 29 days, 1 month, 30 days. We could go, we could alternate like that. It's not really like that. But we have to send out shlichim to tell people that live far away. We don't have WhatsApp. So we have to tell them, the guys that live far, hey, it's Rish Chodesh today. Be careful. It's Yantiv coming up. Whatever they need to know. So we do this 6 times a year. And we send these shluchim. They walk very far and they're not with their family for Yantiv, it seems like. Al Nisan, they have to walk 15 days straight. Mibnei HaPesach, to teach people about Pesach. They'll walk and walk and walk, besides Shabbos, of course. Points out Rashi. But until they get, they just go and go, wherever they go. Hey, Pesach's coming up on Tuesday. Pesach, they just keep on going through different towns and places. I love, and for Tisha B'Av, Mipnei HaTainus, they have to do the same. But over here, you only have 8 days. You have to take off Shabbos. Alelu, Rosh Hashanah. So Rashi over here, very interesting Rashi, because we just finished learning Beitza, and we had this whole Shaila. And over here, Rashi says, and if you look at Rashi, Dibur Maskel, El Pnei Rosh Hashanah, it says in Rashi, Val Karchan Holchim Acher Roiv Shanim. The bottom line is Rashi holds we only do, in those days, we only did 1 day Rosh Hashanah, it seems like. Tosis on the spot argues on him. Al Tishrei Mnei Takonis HaMayadis. People need to know on Tishrei when Sukkot is and all the Yom Tov. Al Kislev Mnei Chanukah. Val Adar Mnei Purim. The month after Pesach, Mipnei Pesach Katam for Pesach Sheni. Says Gemara, Vilipku Nami Atamos Veteves. What about Shivasa Batamos? Asari Veteves. Don't people need to know when to fast? Domar Rav Chonar Bar Biz, Domar Rav Shim and Chasid, Domai Dechsiv, Koy Bar Hashem Tzvakois. We just turned to Yud Chesem and Beis, sponsored by the MDY Tehillim Group. Follows in each Shiduchim Rufus in Shuas. Please join us at Tehillim that 8mindav.com and sponsor anonymously Schos Vishal Tamar Chayo Bat Sora Taver Fur Shlem Bekarov Bracha Simcha Ruchas Yomim. Alright. Ooh, the official Mishnah sponsored by Fishel. Wow, forgot about that. Okay, yes, there's an official Mishnah sponsorship. So you look, let's go. I said this is going to be the most popular chart of the Masechta. What's Revi? Tammuz. So, Shavuos v'Tammuz. V'tzayim ha-chamishi, the next following month, 5 is of Tisha B'Av. V'tzayim ha-shvi, that's right over here. Tishrei, what's that? Tzayim Gedalia. V'tzayim ha-siri, 10 is Teves, Asar v'Teves. Yil v'ayis yudol sasim l'simcha. Eventually, it's going after the Churban, it's going to be a Yantav. Kar l'tzayim, kar l'sasim l'simcha, it's a contradiction. Bizman she is shalom. What does shalom mean? When is the Beis Hamikdash? Yilasasin al simcha. Ain't shalom. But if there's no peace, there's no Beis Hamikdash. There's no. Then there's a fast. So the question is, how come we don't send out the messengers? Right? We have to fear Oisakash over here. How come there's no messengers? The Beis Hamikdash is destroyed. So we have these tzaymos. What month is Gemara asking about? Tammuz and Teves. Says the Gemara. Omer Papa Hachik Omer. Bizman Shalom Yulasas and Simcha. If there's a Beis Hamikdash, then it's Sasim Simcha. It's also behesped. So it's Yantav. Yes, there is Hamalchos. But if there's no Beis Hamikdash and the Goyim rule Soim, then you must fast. Ain't there is Hamalchos. But a day like our day, like now, not that bad. Ve'ain't shalom, and there's no Beis Hamikdash. Rosu mitzanim, rotsu e mitzanim. If you want to fast, you can fast. You want? Some people take this literally, but if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, the Ramah say, once Klai Yisrael took it upon himself, you consider it, I forgot what he calls them, Poish Yisrael, like, you should, you're not allowed to be mezalzel in the times. Klai Yisrael accepted it by himself, even in a time when there's no tzara, we fast. There are people, even today, like, I think Briskers, or so, there's some groups, what? Briskers don't fast. Okay, I don't know the exact reason, but I think it's not that strong in the, what? Because it might disturb the learning, maybe. I don't know what it is. And Yachin, Tisha B'Av Nami. So what is the difference between Tisha B'Av and Shavuos B'Tammuz? It's all part of the same, the Churban, the says Gemara, and it's in the same Pasuk as the other ones. Koyim HaShem Tzvokoy, Tzoyim HaRvi, Tzoyim HaChamishi, Tzoyim HaShvi. It says, Tzoyim HaChamishi. So why is Tzoyim HaChamishi different than Revi and Shvi in that same Pasuk? Omra Papa Shani Tisha B'Av hoyl v'huchpulu b'tzaras. So the simple meaning would mean there are many tzaras, but Tosis points out huchpulu, that same tzara of the Beis HaMikdash happened twice. The two churbanos of the bayis happened on Tisha B'av and many other things. Domar mar b'Tisha B'av charev av bayis b'rishoyinu u'bashniya. That's what huchpulu means. V'nilked ha'beisar b'tar. Once they conquered Beitar, they killed everybody, and that's why we say in Birkas HaMazon, Atoy v'Ameitev, Atoy Shalai Srichu, HaMeitev, that the bodies laid there for who knows how long, that they were able to bring to Kvura, terrible tragedy in Klai Yisrael. V'Necher Shair, Shalayim was plowed. Tayyom Reb Shimon Arba Dvarim Hayor Reb Kiva Dairish. Says Reb Shimon Bayachai, there were four things that I argue on my Rebbe, the Heilige Reb Kiva. Four things, Rashi brings the other. Here's one. Vani, Ani Dorish Kamoy, so I don't know. I'm Chulaganim. That what? Rebbe Kiva, we have to stick in over here, the word Rebbe Kiva. Not you have to stick in, but to understand. He's going back to his Rebbe. His Rebbe Darish and Tomer V Zet Tisha B'Tamuz. The fourth month, Tamuz. Shabai Hufko Yir. You know what? We could use this guy. These three, there's no machlaikas. The machlaikas is going to be what's going on in Tevis? Is it Asar B'Tevis like we do today? And what happened at Asar B'Tevis? That's the siege on Yerushalayim. But the siege happened what? Before they went through the wall and destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. So siege is number one. Rebbe Akiva puts it number four. Why? Because in order, this is the order of the months. Revi, Chamishi, Shvi, Asiri. It lines up beautifully. Says Reb Shimon Bayachai, I don't agree to that. It has to go in order of what happened. Not in order of months. So siege, it's not siege, but it's a shmua. That's when Klai Yisrael heard about the terrible churban in Bavel. It took months. So first this happened, Chaim al-Churban, Gedaliah was killed. And then the shmua happened in Bavel. So I hold it didn't happen in Asar B'Tevis, it happened in Chamish B'Tevis. That's where the machloikis is right here. Says the Gemara, yeah, and Mendy's Givaldic with this. Bani, I think about you all the time. Like you're learning over there to figure it out. Just a little. Tisha B'Tamuz. Tisha B'Tamuz. Not Shabbos B'Tamuz. Shabbai Hufka Ir. That's when they breached the wall of the city of Yerushalayim. Shenem B'Rvi. B'Tisha L'Chaydesh. B'Yechzik Harav B'Ir. Terrible famine. V'lo Yerlechem Lama Oretz. B'Tibaka Ir. B'Amai Karalei Rvi. Rvi L'Chadashim. Fits right into the fourth month. So im achamishi is a tisha b'av. Shavai nisra basically keinu the terrible churban. V'amai kor li chamishi. Chamishi l'chadashim. It's fifth month. So im ashvi is a shloisha b'tishrei. It's the third day in tishrei. Shavai nera gedayo ben achikam. Also terrible that he was, because he was in charge of Klai Yisrael. That was the end of everything. Once they killed him, the rest of Klai Yisrael had to leave Eretz Yisrael. It was terrible. That was a big tragedy. Umi aragoi. Think about this tragedy. Yishmol ben esanya aragoi. A Jew killed another Jew, and a Jew caused the churban of rest of Klai Yisrael leaving. When he died, it was like the churban abayis. My korei shvi shvi luchadoshim. It happened in the seventh month. So in Asiri, Asar B'Tevis says Rebbe Kiva. What's the last thing? Asar B'Tevis. Shvi somach melech bavel ayushalayim. That's the siege. Okay, but he didn't break the wall. Ben Adam, okay, it says in the passage that he besieged Yerushalayim. It's the 10th month. Isn't that exactly how it started? It should have been in the beginning. Why is it all the way at the end? I want to tell you the months in the right order. Vani says Rav Shimon Bayachai, any oy mekain. I don't hold it. I respectfully disagree with my Rabbi. Elot soy maasiri zechamisha b'tevis. Not asar b'tevis, the fifth in tevis. Shabai bas shmuel legoyla shuksa ir. That's when they found in Bavel that the churban happened. Shenem avi b'shtei asir shana b'asir b'chamisha l'choyish l'gol seinu. Listen what happened. Of Elul Tishrei Cheshvan Kislev Tevis. Wow. It's half a year it took them to get to Bavel to figure it out. No phones, no WhatsApp. A guy that ran away from Yerushalayim, Lema Huksa here, is destroyed. The day that we heard about it, it's like Avelus, Rechman Aslan. You heard an Avelus, you sit Shiva. And I agree with myself more than I agree with my Rebbe. It goes in perfect order. in the way it happened. Chronicle, not in the way of the months. He's counting the months. Unfortunately, we have to stop here. Have a wonderful day.